Gotta clean your plate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. When I was a kid, I couldn't go out and play until I had finished all the beef stroganoff on my plate. I hated beef stroganoff. So it usually took me 3 hours to eat it all, and by then it was dark. But it taught me not to waste food. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown believes people need reminding of that, with food prices so high and some in poor countries going hungry. Food is a major topic at the G8 summit that started today in Japan. We're joined by our correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what did Mr. Brown say?
He is saying that saving food is as important as saving energy. And he's basing this argument on a British government study indicating that Britons alone waste 4 million tons of food a year at a cost of some $800 per home.
But what is he asking people to do?
He's asking people to be a lot more careful and not to waste food. And one of his targets, incidentally, are the big supermarket chains. He's urging them to drop these buy two and get one free promotions because he says this ends up with consumers buying too much food and then going home and ending up throwing a lot of it away. So he's aiming this call not just at individuals, but supermarkets, schools, restaurants, and government departments.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
The big story this week for the stock markets will be second quarter profit reports. The first one comes out tomorrow from Alcoa. Are oil prices and raw costs sinking bottom lines? That's what we'll be looking to find out. So far, Wall Street is off to a decent start. The Dow is up 88 points to 11,377. The NASDAQ has gained 25, about 1%. And the S&P 500 is up a few points. Oil has fallen below $143 a barrel. European stocks are 1% higher. In Japan today, the Nikkei broke a 12-day losing streak. Now let's update three corporate sagas. First, the Weather Channel has finally been sold. NBC Universal and two private equity groups have agreed to buy it. We're hearing the price is $3.5 billion. There's a report this morning that Microsoft will try again for Yahoo if Yahoo's entire board is replaced. And the Belgian beer company InBev is trying that move on Anheuser-Busch. Here's Elisa Roth.
InBev filed papers with the SEC today. It wants to get rid of Anheuser-Busch's board with the idea a new board might be more receptive to a takeover offer. Wim Hoste is an equity analyst with KBC Securities.
InBev is going after various options and scenarios in order to try to make its bid friendly.
2 weeks ago, Anheuser-Busch rejected InBev's offer of $65 a share. Anheuser was trading at $50 back then. Hoste says that premium means InBev could eventually succeed.
It's clear that InBev offers a premium to the share price that Anheuser-Busch management and board of directors have been able to achieve alone in the last couple of years.
InBev says it wants an answer about the board in 10 days. If the merger goes through, the combined company would be the world's largest brewer. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
There was a story in the Times of London today that several funds are being put together to snatch up bargains in the stock market. Airlines, real estate, hotels. That's great for them, but what about you and me?
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Mr. Sloan, U.S. stocks lost $2 trillion the first half of the year. We're all bleeding losses. What should we be doing at the moment?
Well, if you're someone like me, again, I'm closing in on 64, though I try not to worry about that. You just have to figure out what you're doing, see if your approach still makes any sense. I'm personally, as I've said here before, somewhat dubious of the United States stock market and the dollar and what's going on in this country. And I've been heavily invested by my standards in mutual funds that own non-U.S. stocks. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the numbers, it was not any great time to be invested in non-U.S. stocks either.
Yeah.
The Dow Jones world, if you exclude the United States, is down 12% for the year.
I would think right now there would be a lot of bargains in the market.
Well, a lot of things are very, very cheap. The market itself is not especially cheap. The other thing is, and I'm very heavily in cash, you know, various money market funds, and money market funds are yielding less than 2%, you know, which is not any great bargain, let me tell you. Though it is, you know, it's better to be up 1% for the year, you know, half of 2, than it is to be down 12. But it's not as if there's anything there that's a great place to be. The bond market, personally, I wouldn't touch because I think interest rates are going up. Mm-hmm. And the stock market is a stock market. Generally speaking, when things have looked the worst for an asset class, it's the time to buy them. But I am not telling you that.
Well, you've been through a lot of these situations, Alan. What is your instinct here? Are we close to the bottom?
I don't think so. And I cannot tell you why. And there are very convincing arguments. We're close to the bottom. I'm very dubious of all of it because we had this huge boom in housing and we had a huge boom in all of these sort of screwball securities. And it was in many ways a bubble. And things go on the upside a lot longer than you think they would. And then when they go bad, then they tend to go down for much longer than you think they would. My bet is we're not at the bottom, but I could be wrong, and I certainly hope I am.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Scott.
And feel free to share your thoughts with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.